Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
College football honestly should indoctrinate Steve Sarkisian's slogan of all gas, no brakes, because I don't know when it's going to slow down, especially with all the moves and changes that are going on behind the scenes. We've already gone from a 4-team playoff to a 12-team playoff, and that's going to be fun for all of 2 years before we get to 14 teams. The NIL and the transfer portal world are running rampant, and there's no real baseline there. Plus, conference realignment has gone kaput with Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, and now conversations about Clemson and Florida State's long-term future in the ACC. So what do the bureaucrats that actually think that they know what's best for our sport decide to do? Well, they've come up with a solution of something that we all thought was going to happen from the get-go, a Super League. Now, my question today: is a Super League good or bad for college football? Not just for the conference where it just means more, but for anybody looking for a shot of hoisting up a national title. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SECU, because we're talking about the number one conference and sometimes more in all of college athletics. Make sure that you're following me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson and my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Make sure that you also download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast listening systems, 24/7, 365. Make sure that you're also following us on social media: TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We got you covered at SEC Unfiltered. And for the number one subject matter in all of college athletics, for more content, go ahead and visit secunfiltered.com. Is a Super League good or bad for college football? I think it depends on how you look at it. Well, if you read the article that was written by The Athletic, they go into major details about what the future looks like underneath the new plan, where 20 executives have all met together and they've had conversations about what should be the end goal. What's going to happen is you will have 70 teams and 7 different divisions. They're going to split everything up and they are going to be locked in every single year. Then you're going to have an 8th division, and that 8th division is going to be a rotating cast of about 50 other programs, 10 teams battling it out for a shot to make it to the college football playoff. And at that point, you're going to have 8 division winners, 8 wildcard teams. Those 8 teams that come in that 8th division probably go from the Mountain West, they go from the AAC, Conference USA, maybe even some smaller schools in the Group of 5 level, or what used to be the Group of 5. That's the game plan for them. The other thing that they're going to be doing is they're going to be relegating conference realignment. You're not going to see conferences anymore. You're just going to have divisions. And those divisions could definitely emulate what you see at the next level of the game. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But they're also going to make sure that they worry about the transfer portal rules and the NIL collectives. Long story short, the bureaucrats that are running the show behind the scenes want to go ahead and be in charge of players' pay and in charge of NIL structures. They want to have the final say, kind of like what you would see at the professional level. And what's so interesting is that when you go start reading a little bit more in detail about this, the executives that are having these conversations aren't college football people at all. No. They're professional people. They come from the MLS and the NFL and the NHL and the NBA. And you know what? They've probably done wonders for their job there. But their job at the professional level has allowed them now to have a voice at the collegiate level. And that is where college football purists should have a problem. And this is where I believe personally, and have always believed, a Super League is absolutely wrong. But before we dive more into that, make sure that you also go visit our friends over at Roback. Because if you haven't heard of Roback before, it's time to check them out. They have the nicest gear. And right now, they've actually just released their Azalea collection, which means it's the best time of the year. The designs are too good to pass up. Trust me when I say there is nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt during the springtime. You got spring games right around the corner. Wouldn't you want to go ahead and show up at a spring game wearing a nice Roback Azalea shirt? Their performance polos are more than just performance adding. They're comfortable for you. I live in the sweltering heat of Houston, Texas, and I play golf on the weekends. The only thing I want to ruin my afternoon is my backswing on the back nine, not my back sweat. And you know what I don't get? Back sweat when I wear Roback. Plus, it's really form-fitting, and it looks great on game days. You can wear them any time of the year. They all fit. They also have great polos. They have great hoodies. They have great shorts. So if you want to find out more information, go ahead and visit Roback.com and use the promo code SECU for a generous 20% offer on your first order at the end of this week. That's Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, and that's 20% off bottoms, hoodies, polos. All you got to do, use the promo code SECU. You want to look good this summer. You want to feel good this summer. You want your teams to be good. Make sure that you look good inside the stadium whenever you don your school colors. Best way to do so, by visiting Roback and use the promo code SECU. Super League bad for college football. Well, why is that? Well, let me just go ahead and break this down in the quickest of terms as possible. How many of you go to a restaurant and say, hey, I would like a Coke? And they say, well, is Pepsi okay? Well, no, I didn't order a Pepsi. I ordered a Coke. Well, all we have is Pepsi products. All right, I'll have a water. You're not a fan of Pepsi. Now, Pepsi and Coke, they have very similar tastes. They have very similar distinctions. They're both cola-based, but there is a difference. And some people, like yours truly, loves both. I actually prefer Pepsi over Coca-Cola, but I'll drink both if need be. But there are some people out there that just want nothing to do with it. The taste is off. It's too much syrup. There's too much caffeine. The sugar intake is awful. I can't do Pepsi products. Well, think of Pepsi and Coke like college football and the NFL. There are people out there that will only drink Coke products. There are people out there that will only drink Pepsi products. And there are people out there that can indulge both and not really taste a difference. I like to consider myself in the middle ground because of what I do for work and how I've covered both the NFL and college football. But I know that there are people out there that only care about the NFL. They only care about watching the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday and what Geno Smith is going to do to an opposing team. They only care about what happens when Josh Allen has to now go out in Orchard Park and not have his number one wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. They don't know where CJ Stroud went to college or where Lenora Sellers is at right now. They don't know about where a guy like Ezekiel Elliott lands next, and they don't really care. But college football fans know that CJ Stroud went to Ohio State. They also know that Lenora Sellers is a really good up-and-coming quarterback in the SEC. And they also know that there are limitations to the sport that make it their own. And they embrace that. And now what you're doing is you're saying to yourself, hey, let's take the NFL model. Let's go ahead and add in all the other tidbits that go along with the NFL and get rid of all of conferences and just have a normal sport. Well, there's a distinction between the NFL and college football, which is why we love it. You will go into places across this great country and love to be able to watch college football. And then you go to these little safe havens, places like Boone, North Carolina, where Appalachian State resides. Or you'll go to a place like Starkville, Mississippi, where Mississippi State is hailed. You'll go to places like Memphis, Tennessee, and you'll go to other locations, probably, I would say, more so in the southern region than I would say out west. But let's just throw out East Carolina and Greenville. Let's go throw out places like Clemson, South Carolina. And if you want to stay in the SEC, let's look at Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
You know what you don't hear that often? The NFL. You'll hear about players that played at those respective universities, but usually they have the most random NFL teams. LSU, every once in a blue moon, you'll hear about the Saints. But most of the time, if you're in Baton Rouge, it's go Tigers. And they make a living off of that. And when you look at college football, more than anything else, there are fan bases and there are jobs out there that literally are all about covering college athletics. And fans don't care about what's going on in the professional league. I love the NFL. I love Major League Baseball. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. In fact, in my opinion, the best playoff in all the history of playoffs, including the college football playoff, is the Stanley Cup playoff. But there are people out there that only like hockey. There are people out there that only like college football. And so building something over it, because if you think that this is what's best for the sport, because it worked here, only helps out one person, you. It doesn't about the fans. It doesn't about the camaraderie. It doesn't help out the future of the elements of the sport. All it does is it creates an opportunity for you as the bureaucrat, as somebody that could care less about the game, the integrity, the authenticity, the weekend, the parameters, the rivalries, the pageantry. What is Saturday football? All you're doing is you're making a quick buck, and now you get to relegate how things get done. There are some positives, I will admit, at least when it comes to the future of a Super League. Number one, the NCAA is an outdated product that no longer has to be involved in our sport, especially with all the constant moves changing. You could throw them out the door because they're not going to be here anymore. Good. That's a major win. The other thing that could be a major win, salary cap issues and the relegation of the transfer portal. I am not a fan that you have this many days to transfer. In fact, I have been a major proponent for years. Extend the second wave transfer portal by 1 week and lessen the transfer portal by 1 week at the end of the regular season. And I think that you'll get something along those lines, which will be good for keeping contact and continuity with the sport. And with NIL collectives, if there is such a thing as a salary cap added onto it, well, at least then we are going to keep some bit of fairness in the sport, because what's going to happen is one day you're going to have a team that has over $250 million in NIL funds, and every kid that goes in the transfer portal is offered $10 plus million. Okay, how is that fair for the sport? Because if all we're doing is we're saying, yeah, sure, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, you know, the schools that really care about the athletic complexes and want their football teams to win national titles, they're still going to be fine. Oh, yeah, but Vandy, you, yeah. How would you like to be relegated to the other league? How would you like that this year? That sound good for you? Maybe we'll try again in 2 years from now. That is where I can see positives. But how about negatives? Rivalries are going to go away. Not the major ones. No, Iron Bowl is still going to happen. Third Saturday in October, I can still imagine it happen. I think you would have to throw in the game and a couple of other ones. They're not going to go away. But what about the underrated ones? What about the ones that have started to grow because of divisions, because of conferences, because of us having those weekends circled on our calendars months in advance? How about a game like Texas A&M versus Alabama? Have you noticed the last few years that has been one of Alabama's trickiest games? They lost in College Station in 2021. They went down to the wire in 2022. They had a scare in 2023. And in 2020, that was the one loss on A&M's schedule. That's a good game. Well, throw to the wayside. Doesn't matter anymore, because what do these two even have in common? Well, we're going to have a Lone Star division. So now instead, Texas and Texas A&M will play each other, but now they're going to go ahead and play Texas Tech and Texas State maybe, and every once a blue moon, we'll throw in like a Baylor. Well, now that gets rid of the fun regencies. The other thing, we're going to start having a draft. If we're going to embrace everything with the NFL model or the professional model, we're going to start having a draft where kids... Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't get to pick where you go to college anymore. No, you're going to get paid a lot of money to go to these schools. Hey, we'll give you $12 million to be on our team, and you have to be here for 2 years, but you get $12 million in NIL. First overall pick is Vanderbilt. I didn't want to go to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was never on my mind. Well, we drafted you, and that's what's going to happen. Is that what's going to happen in the Super League with the bureaucrats and the professionals running a collegiate game? And also, what happens with the regular season? Because right now, we don't know what the rules are when it comes to the future of a Super League and how playoffs are going to go. We know that there are going to be 8 at-large non-conference winners or non-division winners. Well, are we going to go based off of record? And then at that point, how would we determine that those records are the same? Because in the NFL, strength of schedule and strength of record do matter when you have to determine which teams get into the postseason. Is it going to be the same? Because what happens if you have the SEC division, which features 10 teams, and those 10 teams are Auburn, Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, and they all go 9-3, 10-2. They split up losses. But because on the West Coast division, well, you have UCLA this year that went 10-2. Well, they're going to get in because we got to give them better records. What happens there? There's no right answer with this one. A Super League isn't good for college football right now because there's so many parameters that we haven't solved. And simply because if you put a bow on a pig, it doesn't mean that once you fry it, it's going to be delicious. It does make it still a pig. It still is a problem. And until you're able to find out those little details that go into these finite decisions, all you're doing is you're just putting up another problem until something else happens. And it's not going to change anytime soon, because what's going to happen is you're going to have fans complaining, why do I have to play a more rigorous schedule, but I have a salary cap structured against me? Well, why do I have to play a more dominant force every single Saturday, but the transfer portal has been really cruel to me and we don't have the NIL funds to be collective? Well, what happens when my team goes 10-2? That team goes 10-2, but we don't care about strength of record at that point. We just care about which teams are going to bring in the most eyeballs. And yeah, sure, okay, there are some positives in terms of, I would throw in, conference divisions not being around anymore. You don't have to worry about media rights deals and all these contract negotiations. Whatever. Whatever. The bottom line is that there still are issues whether or not you have a Super League. And until they're figured out by somebody at the top, I don't know, maybe like a college football commissioner that won't destroy the entirety of college athletics alongside it, you're probably still going to be dealing with these just down the line. And then here we go once again. Super League works. Yeah, cool. And then it doesn't. And it won't. And then we still are here today. The game of college football, as we know it, has completely been destroyed over the last 5 years, and it's not going to change anytime soon, which is why, again, you can talk about a Super League as much as you want. You can talk about this being something positive for the future and the grand scheme of college football. But at the end of the day, if you like something, you like something. Don't try to change it because if somebody else sees a profit with it. That's just kind of the way I feel. And that's the way that I think most people should feel when it comes to the future of college football. And now determining that this is the best plan. I kind of said it a few weeks ago, and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but once you open Pandora's box, you can't close it. Once we went to 12 teams in the college football playoff, we knew it was only going to be the start. And now we're getting to the finish line, and the finish line looks really sour, completely dirty, filled with the debris of the NFL tailgaters that were partying the weekend before on college campuses. That's what you're dealing with. But I guess congratulations to those who are really looking out for the sport of college football. They're just in it for a quick buck and a quick paycheck.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. What's up with it?